We're going to have several DPS troopers out there for day shift and night shift all the way, you know, into the night. Even after Chili Fest has had their hard curfew, we're still going to be out there looking for drunk drivers. Our main focus this year is to hopefully have zero drunk drivers, and all the participants of Chili Fest are being smart and using all the ride shares that are offered, the bus programs that are offered. I mean, there are just so many things that Chili Fest has offered to the patrons that can hopefully just completely stop drinking and driving for Chili Fest. One of the things we'd like to remind folks, not just one, it's several, is, you know, traveling to Chili Fest, the most common things that we're seeing is open containers and vehicles from, you know, the passengers that are, you know, they're trying to pregame before they get to Chili Fest. We're seeing a lot of speeding because, you know, our Uber drivers, they're trying to make some money today and tomorrow, and they're going a little bit too fast. So we want them to make sure they're staying within the speed limits. Another thing is make sure every person in the vehicle is seat belted. I know people are trying to cram as many people as they can in their vehicle, but let's be safe about that. And then lastly, the pickup truck beds. Already seen it today, just as Chili Fest has started. You know, there's, you know, several people in the back of the pickups. The one thing that we ask is that you not sit on the rails of the pickup truck bed, because if that driver has to make a evasive action or stop all of a sudden, then that person sitting on the rails of the truck or on the top of that truck bed could come flying out, and now we're having to work a major incident before you even get to where you want to go. So, you know, the main thing is safety and making sure we're not drinking and driving. And then also just, you know, we want people to have fun, but do it safely. So, you know, we're out there. We're not hiding from anybody. We're not trying to tell you that we got you. We're just out there to make sure that everybody's, you know, going to and coming back from Chili Fest safely.
Well, I've got nothing else to add. You've got it all covered. It's not like you haven't done this before.
Yeah, and I mean, just even today, you know, I was out there working Chili Fest traffic, and, you know, those already are some of the top things that we're seeing is the speeding, the people in the truck beds, riding on the top of the truck bed and not inside the truck bed, several people crammed into cars where there's not enough seat belts for every passenger in that car, so there's not enough seat belts for everybody in that vehicle, and that vehicle gets in a crash, there's going to be a lot of hurt people. So that's why we just want everybody to be safe. We want everybody to have fun. But again, doing it in the safest possible manner. You know, you're going to get there, you're going to get back, and everything's going to be great. So just remember those few little things. And I think this year's Chili Fest will be, you know, great. And again, we're trying to hope for zero DWIs, zero public intoxications, you know, zero all numbers alcohol related, because that's going to show us and that's going to show the, you know, organizers of Chili Fest that, you know, everybody's being smart. Everybody's taking their advantages and using those things that are given to them to make sure that, you know, everything runs safely for them as well.
I think the only 100% number you're looking for is have everybody have a good time, but to do it responsibly.
Correct. Yeah. Everybody, you know, like we say on some of our radio shows that we do, is we're not against drinking. What we're against is drinking and driving. You know, we all like to go out there and have a good time and have fun, but we've got to do it responsibly.